This is the BBC.
My fascination with birds of paradise started when I was seven. We were living in Holland. My dad was playing the piano. He was a composer as well as a diplomat. And someone had given me these playing cards with all these different birds of paradise on the back. And my dad was playing Schumann's Carnival, and somehow associated that music with these exotic, remote, incredible, inspiring birds. From that time onwards, I always wanted to go and see them. And when I got shot and based in a wheelchair now, I thought, I've missed it, I've left it too late. But I was able to go with Benedict Allen, the explorer, last year to Papua New Guinea. And we got up into the forests, and there, singing at dawn from the top of a tree, was this bird called the King of Saxony Bird of Paradise. The male displaying to attract a female. And he was up there, perched on this bare branch in this clearing, up in the high, high forest at 3,000 metres. And he's got these weird ribbon-like feathers attached to his head, which he flicks forward. And they're longer than his body. And then he makes this kind of strange, almost electrical zizzing noise, like the sound a pylon would make in the rain, a kind of zzzz sound, to attract the female. And he only did it for a short time, and then he was gone, and the moment had passed. But for me, it was a heck of a moment.
This is the BBC.